across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You have ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Friday, and we're going to do a little roll call around the team because it's been a bit up and down this week.
Hasn't it? Some people not here.
Crevo's obviously here. You're back.
Yay! Hello.
I made it on time today.
Good
fantastic.
To be back as well.
And Mrs. Consistent over here, Jade Leader.
Yes!
You surely get some sort of award for that. We'll organise a sticker or something.
It's why I'm a winner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
How are you feeling, Crevo? You've been sick
all week? Yeah, look, I'm sort of 90% back in business. I hate being sick. I hate sitting around at home just... It's no good.
Do you think
I'd much prefer to be at work, being productive.
Okay. Well, I've got a confession.
I don't believe you.
Because, we had a theory going there for a little while that you weren't sick.
Oh, if only. I hate it.
Big sale in Sydney. Big sale.
Yeah, we're he's gone to pick up some rugs.
If only. At least I'd be a couple of dollars richer then.
Do you think you picked the sickness up from the plane when you were flying
possibly,
back?
Possibly, but then I was really fine on... Like, when I got back Sunday and Monday, maybe I was just, like, overtired and then it, you know, immune system's down.
Yeah.
And then you easily catch any
five-year-old's
cold. It
really screws over your body when you, like, have a few weeks off work, you come back, especially doing these hours. It's like, your body's like... I don't mind.
Planning on being sick next week, Maddie.
Oh, suddenly.
Well, I was, but I was 2 hours late to the show yesterday, so I can't get away with
that. Oh, your quota's done for the first month.
Yeah. Covered already.
Hey, coming up before 6:30. We've got double passes to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. We're playing What's in Jade's Curtains at 6:20. But next, though, going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It. I'll get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. We'll do it straight after Clean Bandit. Demi Lovato, solo, live for your Friday. Good morning, Newcastle.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, we've got Love It or Loathe It right now, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Today, guys, we are talking Leonardo DiCaprio.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I love him.
Loathe it.
Oh.
You loathe him?
Why?
Who hates Leo?
Well, look, I think I've got a problem with his... I don't know. It's just something about all his, like, the really, really young women he slept with.
Oh, you're jealous he sleeps with supermodels?
Not jealous.
Are you? It sounds like it to
have
me.
Have you seen... He doesn't change the age of girls that he sleeps with as he gets older.
Yeah, they're like... they're in their 20s.
Have you seen there's this graph out where it basically shows the age of all his girlfriends and it hasn't changed since he was 18?
Hey, it's just like, you know, some people like to only eat an apple off a tree at a certain time of year. I've got no problems with that.
What? The reason I bring this up today, guys, right, okay, so he's one of the most ironic stories of 2020 so far. Mm. So Leo's on this massive private yacht with said 20-year-old girl in hand. And a guy was missing in the Caribbean, right, so he'd fallen off his boat. Everyone was looking for him. Leo came across him floating in the ocean.
He saved him.
And he saved him.
Oh,
oh wow.
What a man.
There's the Titanic sequel.
He's a hero as well as an environmental activist. He does amazing work. If you follow him on Instagram, he's one celebrity to follow because...
Is he?
He's massive. Like, if it's him and, like, that Greta Thunberg chick who's doing amazing stuff... He's, like, next level, like her.
Well, he's got the money, probably, to do
what
she's talking
about. Yeah, but animals as well. Like, he's just spruiking it non-stop, and he's creating a lot of awareness.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, and he speaks at a lot of, like, UN things about environmental stuff.
Things that you don't understand.
I know. I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's doing good stuff. He's doing my, like...
Your bidding.
My concerns.
You know what?
I'm on board.
So, Leo's 45, right? And obviously, back in the day... Possibly the most good-looking male actor on the face of the planet in his prime, right? I love now seeing these memes. I don't know if you guys have seen them of, like...
His dad bod?
No, nothing wrong with a dad bod. There's, like, this meme. There's, like, this meme of him, like, as a young man in Titanic, and it goes throughout his ages and the last pictures of Jack Nicholson. There's, like, this weird, like... He's good-looking, but there's something about Jack Nicholson. He's got that, like, weird Jack Nicholson look about
him. Jack Nicholson's a banger.
What?
I'd go there. Yeah, I would.
Fascinating.
Jack Nicholson.
There's something about him. He's just got, and that's why he's a movie star, because he's got that X factor about him.
So
that C factor, the chemistry.
Chemistry is there.
Yeah.
Hey, I've just pulled up the graph of Leonardo DiCaprio as dating ages.
Yeah.
So here it is. His age keeps going up. I'll show you just on the screen. His age keeps going up, and then the age of his girlfriends never increases. He has an actual maximum age limit people have calculated of 25.
You know why? Because they're all young, super hot supermodels who don't want to get married and have kids because of their career and where they're at. So
it's so interesting. So he only dates girls in a 5-year age range between 18 and 25.
It's
That's a strategy.
You know what? Good, famous. Good for him. 45 years old. He's still killing
it. He's going to be George Clooney until he finds the one. He's not settling down anytime soon.
He'll only marry a mile.
I wouldn't want to be another notch on his belt. Just saying.
You wouldn't want to.
But no. You'd sleep with Jack Nicholson. Righto.
Whoever floats your boat.
We've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away next. Our brand new game, What's Behind Jade's Curtains.
Yes! So I'll give it a fiddle.
Yeah, and a bit of a bang. Oh, Jade.
Sorry, I almost...
Be a bit more gentle with it. It's very sensitive.
That
it is.
Jesus. Okay, so I'll bang it on the desk behind my curtain.
Oh.
Lots of mass. Yeah, lots of mass with this item.
Quite heavy. And what about the thickness of... Oh.
It's
a carrot and a half?
A good handful.
Yeah, you've got both hands around it comfortably. There's still some room to go, Jade.
Yeah. Still a bit of weight to it, isn't there?
Mm. There is. I like a bit of weight.
All right. Well, if you want to play, give us a call. The lines are open right now. 131009. We'll play next. Those movie tickets up for grabs. We'll do it next in UFM.
The Novos. The Novos in UFM. What's behind Jade's Curtains.
Yeah, we've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away free. All you've got to do is ring us now. The lines are open 131009 and guess what is behind Jade's curtain?
All right, I'm going to give a clue and then, Jade, I'm going to get you to sort of play with it a bit behind the curtains.
Okay.
All right, so this has a long sort of hard wooden bit and then some steely part as well. Long, hard wooden bit, steely part. All right. Give it a bang or something behind that curtain, Jade.
Give it a good bang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the place.
There's
jeez, not demolition day.
Here, I'll give it a little bit of a hit with my knuckles. Ready?
Oh, jeez.
So it's a bit hard as well.
Yeah, it is.
Don't damage your rings doing that.
No.
Got to be careful.
So what was the first clue again?
It has a long, hard wooden bit and then some steeliness as well.
Do you know how to use one of these well, Jade, around the house?
To be honest, not very well. If I was to use it, I would end up with an injury, either to the face or...
How are you going to end up with an injury to the face?
Coordination can be an issue sometimes.
Just a strong point.
Let's take a call. Irina, happy Friday. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How's your morning going?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Is this Irina?
Pardon?
Okay. Yeah, what do you think it is?
What's behind my curtains?
Is it a hammer?
A hammer? Are you good with a hammer, Irina?
No.
No? Well, guess what? Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Well done.
Movie tickets are all yours.
You see, you're very welcome. You see, very easy. If you want to play, it'll be back... Not for a little while. New game next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
I think we have to figure out which game we're going
with. No, we know.
What's Crevo packing?
Yeah. It's my brand new game. I've got a vintage suitcase, and I'll be packing new items into it each day.
Yeah.
Wow. This studio is going to get so cluttered.
What are you talking about?
It started off last year with a little whistle and a little box. Now we've got curtain windows and suitcases.
Wow. That's what the Nova is all about. Every year, bigger and better.
And I slowly start collecting things. Yeah. I'm slowly getting my own little pile of treasure at my desk.
You already have that. You've already got a bloody dump at your desk here.
I know. It's going to get worse.
That it is.
Oh, geez. All right, we're going to go to the newsroom with Sarah next here at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
So, Maddie, you found some glasses here in the studio.
I have.
They're like fashion glasses.
Well, when we got in this morning, there were a pair of like Ray-Ban looking like clear glasses. So they look like reading glasses. And I put them on and I thought, wow, these aren't very strong. We thought they were Producer Jackson's.
Yeah.
It turns out they're not his. So I'm claiming them. I like them.
They don't even have any like strength in the lens at all.
Do you know what?
But they suit you.
People judge you though when you wear like fake glasses.
Well, the lenses look like they're real lenses.
But they don't know that they're not real glasses if you don't say anything.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I love this look, though.
Yeah, it
really suits you.
If you want to have a look, Maddie will turn around on the live stream for a second in a minute.
Never thought in a million years. And Jade, I was just sorry, just on our glasses chat, Crevo. I was just giving Jade a hard time because if you weren't listening to the show last year, Jade brought the most elaborate pair of glasses that had a Swarovski crystal crown attached to them
above the nose.
I mean, this was a whole thing. I mean, this was a 3 month decision process. And you're not even wearing them this year. You're wearing just standard glasses.
Yeah,
you're over
I
them.
Like these ones as well. I like having the option for both.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're
over them.
You think she's off the crown?
Yeah, she's off the crown.
I'll wear the crown on Monday.
She's trying to appear more humble. Got to change down. The image, she says. More humble.
More humble. Hey, next, guys, we're talking about the weird places you've fallen asleep. Sometimes that urge takes over, you just can't control it. After a customer fell asleep on a mattress at a bed store and was asleep there the next morning when security came to open up.
Oh, my God.
So it must have been a very comfortable bed.
Mistaken for a mannequin as well. That's concerning.
Well, possibly, yeah. And I'll also tell you about a weird place I fell asleep, involving a very smelly man.
Oh, well.
Details next.
Who knew?
13109 to join the show.
Yeah.
The weird places you've fallen asleep.
If you've got a great story as well, we'll chuck you on the New FM Summer Cruise. Stand by a list. Call now. The lines are open. We'll do it straight after Maroon 5. This is Sugar. Hot one today. Newcastle 33 on the coast. 39 at Maitland in the Valley. Maroon 5, Sugar. You're live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Friday morning. 6:43, 39 at Maitland in the Valley today. 33 on the coast.
And we're talking about the awkward / unusual places you've fallen asleep, and feel free to join the show 13109 if you've got a great story. This is after a lady actually was in a bedding store, like a Snooze or something like that, over in the States, and she found this bed she liked and decided to just try it out. You know, you've got to lay down on it, see if you know it's comfortable, see if it looks right, and she fell asleep. And they must not have noticed her there because they only found her the next morning when security came in to do the rounds. So she'd been there all night.
Yeah, she's game because I can't sleep without a blanket or a sheet over me. I need the security blanket.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't sleep without it. Hate it. But
isn't that
I'm impressed
funny?
That she managed to get through a whole night just on a mattress with nothing.
Must have been tired. That's all I can say. Reminded me, we're sort of talking about the weird places you've fallen asleep. I was traveling when I was younger in India, and we're on this bus, and it was like a super windy road heading down from the Himalayas, like the big mountain range, the super windy and bumpy old road. And I was sat next to this guy, the last seat on the bus I had, and this guy absolutely reeked. I mean, we're talking about the worst BO. I think he'd been on a building site or something all day, and it stank. But it was like a long bus trip, like 6 or 7 hours. And all I could think about, oh, my God, this guy stinks. The next thing I realised, I've woken up, we're already there. I've been asleep for like 4 hours, and I was leaning up against this smelly guy with my head on his shoulder.
The stench knocked you out.
So filthy. Do you know what? I once fell asleep when I was much younger at a club in Sydney, and they had like this little, it sounds dodgy than what it is. It was like a little dark back room situation.
Yes. Yeah, not dodgy at all.
Must have had a few too many lemonades. Anyway, I fall asleep and I woke up. The club had closed at like 5 a.m. in the morning, and the cleaner was there with his little torch. He's like, you get up. I'm like, oh my God, sorry.
Yes, no worries. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Trish, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trish. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So, is it yourself who can, you know, fall asleep in awkward places?
Yeah, I fell asleep on the back of the motorbike.
What?
Oh, that's dangerous. Great and very dangerous.
My husband started freaking out when my helmet was hitting the back of his helmet, and then he realised that I was actually falling asleep, but he was freaking out for the rest of the trip, so I kept getting the tap on the leg to say, come on, wake up.
Trish, were you, so firstly, like, obviously, how fast were you travelling, and how long had you been on the motorbike for?
We were on the open country road, so I probably would have been about 80k's, 100k's, depending on what road we were on. I can't remember where we were actually at the time, but
yeah,
on a day trip, and yeah, I was really tired, and yeah, fell asleep.
Do you know what? You could have died, Trish. Like, yeah, imagine if you'd fallen backwards instead of, like, towards your hubby.
Yeah, that's why he started freaking out when he realised I was falling asleep. I just could not keep my eyes open anymore.
You know what, Trish? I know, like, it is very dangerous, but chances are you probably would have survived, though, because, like, this is, hear me out.
What fantasy world are you living in?
No, because it's like when, you know, this is factual, mind you. So, like, once you've had a couple of drinks normally, and if, like, people do have accidents, they're the people that don't get injured because they're so relaxed. Because you would have been so relaxed and asleep, your body, it's when your body tenses and you get the friction in it that you have,
Jade.
Like,
Jade.
No, it's true.
I'm
going to
stop you for a sec.
No.
I feel like
don't
you're making
off
yourself.
A motorbike.
Yeah. Don't go on the roads drunk. Trish, we're going to put you in the standby list for New FM Summer Cruise. Thank you for your story. That was great. Jade.
Well, people that are drunk.
No, but most of the time, even people like
I still
what's your source on this piece of information?
Crime scene investigations and television shows.
So right, no source. Oh my gosh.
Oh well, you know what? Speaking of cars, and just being on the road, Jackson had an encounter. Was it Car Lovers Only? One of the car washers the other day, and he actually paid someone to do something for him whilst at the car wash.
Wow.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
What could it be?
Sounds
suspicious.
Well, no, obviously.
Meet me at the car wash.
I'll bring the money, you bring the goods.
But we're going to check in with Jackson after this to find out what the go was.
Nice one. We'll check the roads next at New FM at 6:48 with the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle. All Out Boy, thanks for the memories. Live across Newcastle for your Friday. You with the Novos, J. Matty Crevo at 6:56.
And now, Jackson, producer Jackson's back. Hello.
Hi.
It's weird because you're down in the other studio and the mics aren't connected, so you've done the journey down here with us.
I have.
But something interesting happened to you at the car wash the other day, and I was a little miffed, actually, that I didn't get the offer. So, can you tell everyone what happened at the car wash the other day?
Yeah, so I went in to wash one of my cars because it was quite dirty, the one that I drive to work. And I pulled up to the vacuum bay after putting it through the auto. And there was a guy, like a homeless guy with a trolley there, and he was kind of harassing people for bottles and stuff. And I thought, do you know what? Business idea. I'm going up to him and I said, we could go into business, mate. So, you can have all the bottles in my car. You can have all the change that you find because I just throw it on the ground. All you have to do with that change is vacuum my car and clean everything out of it, and you're good to go.
This is a homeless man.
Homeless man.
Very
yeah, so
generous.
So he can keep anything that, like, after he's vacuumed, he can keep the coin, he can keep the bottles.
Anything he finds, he can keep.
Wow.
He was stoked. So he stopped harassing people, vacuumed my car, best car clean I've ever gotten.
Really?
And he walked away with $41.
Yeah, see, $41.
Wow. Dude, Jackson had an offer last year. He put it out to the team. He's like, anybody that wants to wash and clean my car gets to take all of the change out of it. And I think, didn't you count $300?
Yeah, so when I rolled around to America, I brought in this giant bag, and Maddie's like, what the hell is that? $361 of coins.
I shotgun vacuuming your car in 6 months' time.
Okay.
If that's how long
that's
it
fine.
Takes.
You've got to do a good job, though. I'm pretty particular.
I will, you know, for that amount of cash, I will make sure it's sparkling.
Okay. All right.
Are you done with your business deal, guys?
Yeah. But good on you, though. Nice for you to help him out.
Well, I just thought, do you know what? Like, he's going to get something out of it. I'm going to get something out of it.
Did he do a good job?
He did a good job, pretty good job. And I actually said to him when I was driving out, I'm like, are you here often?
Oh, that's terrible. I love that.
You know what? Clever guy, though, because I never thought to go to the car wash for bottles.
Jade, don't you go down and take his business. You'll be down there looking through the bins.
Well, that's
the
like,
poor homeless man arrives, there's nothing left.
Number one thing in most of the time people's cars, like you've got stacks of bottles in yours, I've heard.
You've heard. Jade's out there with the binoculars. Looking through people's cars.
No, she's just going through your bins at night. guys, going to go to the newsroom next. It's 6:59 with the Novos. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Let's rewind about 30 seconds. What was the comment that just came out of your mouth, Jade?
I said, I'm 34 this year. Can't believe it.
And followed by?
Don't look. I don't look it, do I? I said,
nothing like
young,
a self recommendation.
Young as a button.
I'm young as a button.
I'm as young as a button.
I've
never heard
that. I got to love Crevo bringing you back to earth, though, Jade. You don't look a day over 33, he says.
Yeah, no, I disagree. I don't look like I'm in my 30s. Not a chance. I always get 25, 26.
Yeah, you do. You look young, Jade.
Yeah.
You do. Hey,
26. Nah, I'm joking, Jade.
I was going to say, I look like the youngest out of all three of us.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'm the oldest, but I look the youngest.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, speaking of age, this is something you might be able to relate to, Jade. This old guy, I was walking along, and he saw this person like up on a ladder doing some painting.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know if he just felt cheeky or whatever.
He just kicked it out from under.
No, he didn't kick it out, but he just gave it a little shake to give the guy a shock.
What a tool.
But you know what? I think he sort of got away with it because he's this old guy. And people, like, give oldies a bit of a...
Yeah.
Give them a bit of space to do things.
Yeah.
So what I thought we could do after this, 13:10:09, what has someone old in your life done and they just get away with it? Because they're a bit older and you go, oh, they're old. They get away with this.
They're a lot cheekier.
Yeah, they are. They can be. Like, my grandpa used to do something and everyone used to get upset about it, but he'd just get away with it because he was old and he'd laugh about it. We'll get into that in just a minute. But 13:10:09 to join the show.
Yeah, spots on UFM Summer Cruise. Standby list available. Guys, got a treat for you right now. Love this song. Brand new stuff from The Weeknd. This song is called Blinding Lights. We're live across Newcastle for your Friday. It's 11 past 7. Good morning. Alligator, it's you. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Happy Friday. It's 7:24. Now, take back 10 years. Now, let's go back 10 years, right? Now, the thought of getting into a stranger's car to get a lift somewhere, very scary thought, right?
You'd warn them not to do it.
Yeah, stranger danger, of course. Then Uber came along. It changed everything, how we travel, how, you know, we get ourselves around the city and whatnot. And obviously, Newcastle's rideshare crazy. We've got Uber, DD, and soon to come, Ola. We're going to have three different, you know, ride-sharing companies here in Newcastle, which is good because competition is always great in a market.
Who was
like
the second
this.
One? Didi.
Didi.
Have either of you used them before?
Yeah, I use both. I've got Uber and Didi.
Okay.
Didi's the Chinese one.
Major difference? Same sort of
Oh, same concept. And in fact, a lot of the drivers actually have two phones and they switch between the apps. So you get the same drivers. Anyway, obviously, you know, Uber's been around for a few years now. Well, that's 6-7 years sort of been popular. Get this. They're stepping it up, guys. Uber are teaming up with Hyundai to initiate a scheme. It's basically helicopters. So you can, like, order yourself a helicopter.
No.
How cool is that?
It's called Urban Air Mobility. So at this big conference over in Vegas, Hyundai have unveiled the prototype helicopter. This thing looks incredible. It looks like a spaceship. It's amazing.
Is it sort of like a drone?
Yeah, they driven like, with a pilot?
Yeah, yep. So it looks like, you're right, Crevo, a massive, big, drone. Basically, this thing fits 4 passengers and a pilot and can travel up to 100 kilometers.
This is going to be massive
in
Dubai.
It's a game changer.
Like, I can see in Dubai it's going to be huge. Because they buy into all of that sort of stuff there.
Holy dooly, that thing is cool.
Like,
that's
you'd
awesome.
Want to take a trip in that. Great point you bring up, Jade. Great in Dubai because they've made sort of like a concept, like a landing pad.
Yeah.
So a lot of the buildings, especially in big cities, will now start, you know, if it is successful, they'll start making landing pads on the tops of buildings. So you can go from building to building, essentially.
That's cool. And imagine, what a great way to, you know, turn up at a formal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. See, I'm not the sort. I wouldn't just hire that for a day thing. Like, yeah, it would have to be for an event.
You reckon for a special event?
Waste of money.
Show how cool you are. But, like, I mean, turn up in a drone thing.
No, you don't want to pull your own chain.
I would worry, though, more air traffic accidents, I feel. They're all electric as well.
Really?
They're all electric.
That possibly. Is cool. They'd be higher.
You wouldn't want to
stage.
Run out of charge,
good,
would you?
No, well, how good, though, in Newcastle? Imagine that. You know, traffic's a bit of a pain in the ass one day. You're like, oh, I'm just going to order a drone thing. Uber helicopter. They just rock up in your backyard.
What a way to turn up to work. Do you reckon you could land one of those on your rooftop, Matty?
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Probably
actually.
Just enough for him.
Guys,
near the barbecue sort of bit.
Yeah.
Bless you guys. It's a man thing. You're dreaming. It's, you know, boys and their toys.
Jade, as if you.
It's not fitting on your rooftop. It's massive. But you can dream, fellows.
Listen to you.
As if you wouldn't want to turn up at, like, the races or something in that.
That for an event, something like that, yes, but not day to day.
I tell you what, though, it would never work here in Newcastle. Let's be honest.
Only maybe unlikely. The Maitland when John Renshaw drive there, like the Hexham Bridge
is
packed
crazy,
at holidays.
Yeah.
Right.
And Nelson Bay Road when all the tourists are leaving the bay.
Do you think they'll just put it in the Uber app? So, you know, when you have open Uber and you can, like, select the different tier of car
that you want.
So, like, Uber Black, Uber X, like,
Premium or
Uber
whatever.
Air.
I think they'll just sit it in there.
It'd be costing heaps.
You'd
massive.
Be upset if you accidentally picked it when you were drunk.
$10,000 later. Oh, where'd it go? My account's $10,000 in debit.
What's that noise?
Hey, guys, we're going to play Celebrity Loot next. A bit of a more of a humble humble prize that we've got here. $1,000, 5 voices. You pick them, the cash is yours.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. If you know who any of those celebs are, we'll hook you up with a prize. But if you get them all right, get that cash.
Yeah, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I'm just got it. DeNovo's Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
Yeah, $1,000 to give away. All you have to do is identify these 5 celebrities in the line to open 13:10:09. All of the incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
There's been a couple incorrect guesses already.
Yeah, let's run through them.
This is awkward because I've lost the page of where they were written up.
Oh, it's on New FM.
What'd you say that for?
I know. Hold on. Here it is. Go. Okay, so Madonna, Meatloaf, Tom Hanks, Jessica Alba, which I thought was a really good guess, but it's not her. Bruce Willis, Michael Douglas. There are a few choices.
Very good. Let's take some calls, shall we?
Let's do it. Jennifer, how are you?
Hello.
I'm very well this morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. What are you up to today? Busy one?
Oh, yeah, just working as normal.
Working back to the grind. I feel
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Did you just come back this week, Jennifer, to work?
No, I did have to work over Christmas, but that's not a problem.
What do you do for work?
I'm a community care worker.
Oh, do you know what? You're doing the good work. You deserve this money. Who do you think the celebs are?
I'm guessing at two of them, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Is one of them Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken, okay. Yep. And the other one that you're guessing?
Lady Gaga.
Incorrect on both.
Do you know what, Jennifer? I don't know who these celebs are, and I could have sworn one of them was Christopher Walken. So.
Yes, I thought it was the one, yeah.
You are incorrect.
Oh, thanks, Star. Enjoy your day anyway. Thanks for playing. It's back before 9 o'clock. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
What's the goss's next with Jackson?
That it is.
Oh, yes. Very good. Okay, 7:48. We'll do it next in UFM. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's in here with the latest goss, mate. What is the goss?
Yeah, so Justin Bieber in the news. You know my stance on him, guys. Bit of a flog, but I kind of feel sorry for him at the moment.
You came round last week. I heard you say something nice about him.
I said he got his life together. He's still a flog.
No.
Yes. Leave Justin alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Go put it on YouTube, mate. I don't care.
He's releasing that doco series.
Yeah, and he's revealed that he's been a bit hurt because people have been criticising his look, saying he looks a little bit, you know, how you going?
People are saying he's been on drugs.
Yeah, pretty much. But he's come out and admitted that he's got Lyme disease, which we're going to see more about in the documentary. So he joins stars like Avril Lavigne who suffer this. What is it about celebrities getting Lyme disease?
I don't know.
Oh, I said this to Jackson yesterday. It's very strange.
Yeah, well, I googled it. It's from ticks.
You get it from ticks.
Both Canadian as well.
Yeah.
I'll put that out there. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Could be,
maybe. But yeah, he says it affected his skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. So that's why he looks a bit shocking.
And that's why.
But it's treatable, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but it's
well,
tough.
It's like glandular fever. Once it's in your system, you've always got it.
You feel like 10 years ago.
10 years.
Yeah, and the longer it takes to get diagnosed, the harder it is to treat to get
over.
Wow. So. Far out.
You know what? That explains why his new single is a heap of crap.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
I'm Team Beans.
I want that yummy.
Yummy.
Anyway, hashtag flog alert. Moving on. Megxit.
Yes, this has got my attention.
Big news yesterday. More details have come out. So they're calling it, what are they saying? Let me find the exact quote because I want to get this right. Spiteful treachery against their own family. I'm with these guys on this, though. You've got to grab there, Maddie, of Meghan Markle's interview in their documentary that I want you to just play.
Any woman, when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. So that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn, and especially as a woman, it's a lot. So thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really?
Yes.
You know what? If I was a husband listening to my wife say that and hearing the emotion in her voice, I'd make the decision to step back from my family as well.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. They're not ditching their whole family. It's getting blown out of proportion. Mm. They're not, like, leaving the royal family. They're stepping back as senior royals. So they're going to be taking a role like their cousins, like Eugenie and Beatrice. They have jobs and they still get involved in the royal family. They're not, like, saying, see you later. That's all
well, they're
over.
Saying, though, this is, like, quite unprecedented because it hasn't really happened before of someone, you know, in such a high position within the royal family. I also read, I think you're 100% right, though, Jackson. Mm. If you heard that your wife saying that, who's just had a baby, and especially, like, the circumstances in which his mother died, I can see why he would want to take his family away from that.
She's like copying it too much, though.
She
reckon, to be honest, I think at probably 70% is probably Harry.
There's a lot of those photos.
He wants out.
What Meghan wants, Meghan gets. But a lot of her friends are coming out to sort of jump to Meg's defence. So Jamila Jamal, I don't know if you've heard of her. She's just said that that's what true power looks like. But one thing I'm excited for is for Meghan Markle to finally be able to play herself in Netflix The Crown, right? Because she's not a part of the family anymore. So like season 4 We might see Megsy on there, right?
Wow. Good.
Who would play Harry? Ed Sheeran, I hope so. He had that cameo on Game of Thrones. So.
Maybe. I don't know.
What a great point. I love that.
It's exciting.
Thank you, Jackson. Coming up after the news at 8 o'clock, we've got a great one coming up. We're talking, how did you meet your friend? A lot of the time in life, you meet your friends in weird and unusual circumstances. Jade, you've recently met a new friend.
Yeah, at the nail salon 2 days ago. And she's a lovely, lovely girl.
All right, well, what's her name?
Shannon.
Shannon. Well, shout out to you, Shannon. Jade's about to talk about you to thousands of people. We'll do it next on UFM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM. 3, 2, 1.
13:10:09 this morning. We want to know how you met your friend. If you've got a cool story behind how you met one of your mates, give us a call. We'll pop you on the new FM Summer Cruise standby list. Jade, you went and got your nails done. Miss Fancy over here.
Yeah.
And you met a new friend.
Yeah. So it was really interesting because me and this lady, this little Shannon and I, we were standing at the front. This is before we knew each other.
Yeah.
And we were both standing at the front just looking at the store wondering, like,
is this the store
we want to go to? Yeah. And then it was so weird. We clicked and we both walked in at the same time. And then we both got sat next to each other. And then it just went on from there, our conversation.
Your friendship, blossoming friendship.
Well, we're going to hear more about this next. I'm interested to see where this will go. We'll do it straight after Namani Motivation at New FM. It's 11 past 8. Good morning. Namani Motivation at 105.3 New FM, 24 at Shoal Bay, currently 23 at Belmont. It's all thanks to McDonald's. Now, Jade, you met a new friend the other day at the nail salon. Very interested because the entire time I've known you, I haven't known you to find a new friend.
No, I don't know. I'm just very, I'm not sure.
You're not a friend type of girl.
You're weirdly private in some ways.
Very much so.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I can't describe myself because I don't even understand me in this department.
Like an extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's a walking contradiction. You share your life on the radio, but you're very private.
It's strange, but I just, like, I think I don't know, I let people into my life only if we really click
really
and
click.
Get off onto the right start.
Well, it took a while for you to let me in. I reckon maybe a good 3 months before you started, like, actually
opening
up.
Yeah, I'm a bit like it's bizarre. Oh no, it's bizarre. But this chick, different ball game.
Clicked.
We clicked straight off the bat. Like how we entered the shop, we got sat next to each other, and then she turned to me because she's actually American, and she asked me what the difference was between gel and shellac, and so I told her, and then from there we just. You couldn't shut us up. The conversation just kept going because we're talking about, you know, traveling in America and why she's in Australia. And then, like, they moved us. It's funny because we were getting our nails and then they moved us over to, like, the drying area where you wait to get your nails dried. They moved us over together because they knew we were talking. And then the conversation went there. We're probably there a good, like, hour and 10.
So you really start to get to know someone when you're with them for an hour, you know, non-stop.
Non-stops. And we honestly, there wasn't a pause the whole time. And then we got to, like, paying and I waited for her to then pay after me. And then she let me have her stamp, her loyalty stamp on the card.
Is there nothing more signature?
And then
we went
out.
Did you go with her shopping to Woolworths and get her flyby points as well?
As well, I wish. No, because she was only in Newcastle for the day and it made us really sad. Because
you're not friends
no,
then.
No, we are because like, we exchanged like, details. And
so you have a phone number.
Yeah.
I'd love to call her up actually and see if she felt the same way.
No, she does feel the same way.
Is she back in America?
No, so she's actually living in Canberra at the moment because her husband's in the military. So, and
oh,
she's.
Call her up.
She's a teacher and she's substituting here while she's doing her master's. I got the full
scope. Now we've got Shannon. How are you?
But lovely girl. And we hugged goodbye. We didn't want it like to to end, and we just had this connection.
Jade's got a lady crush on
Shannon. Yeah, she was like, Jade, I wish you lived in Canberra. And aww. I was like, I wish you could stay in Newcastle. Like, we just got along. It's like we probably knew each other in a past life.
Well, there's a sad story. Poor thing. Aww. You lost a friend.
No, you guys are still like, be friends.
We're still, like, you know, keeping in touch. We've, like, messaged each other and stuff. It's continued.
We're calling her before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We need to quiz her.
We're gonna go to the phones. I don't want you to cut my grass.
13. Jade, I'm not interested. Let me tell you that much for free.
You're a likable person. I don't want her to like you guys more than me.
Who says that?
She's my friend.
Hands up. Sicko. No wonder you're private.
13 10 09. We want to know, how'd you meet your friend? All your stories. We want to hear them. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, actually really good. It's a Friday, so it can't be bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. So how did you, what's the unusual way you met your friend?
So I've actually got a group of mates, and we meet up every few months, like super tight. We all worked on a sewage treatment plant together.
Really?
So you wouldn't normally think that'd be a conducive place, but I guess you're all like stuck together and you have war stories.
Yeah, we've got war stories. I think no one else will be friends with us after that as well. So we sort of like, we do, okay, well, we've got to stick together.
You know what? I was not expecting that from you, Gabby. That's so great.
Friends that stink together, stick together.
Yeah. What an interesting job. Do you enjoy it?
I don't work there anymore, but it was an awesome job. We did like a full upgrade on it. So like we had poor divers that used to have to dive in. Yeah, so, you know, we've got some good war stories together through it as well.
I love how this has just now parlayed into sewage plant chat. This is so fascinating to me. Just a question. So those poor divers that have to go wade through the fecal matter, do they wear special suits?
Yeah, they wear special suits. Like, they're completely sealed up. It looks like a spacesuit, honestly. They actually have, like, a big tube that comes up onto land, so they've got, like, their own sort of little air plant up on the top. There's, like, ridiculously good ventilation systems. So a lot of the time you wouldn't even know you were in a poo plant, so it was good.
How interesting.
This is fascinating. I've got one more question, because I heard this story once about someone who worked at a treatment plant where, the like, afterwards the water or the waste was, like, spread out onto land they're all like tomato plants grew. Is this true?
Well, for us, like, it actually gets, like, it gets treated, it gets sort of like fermented, and most of it goes out to sea. But it was weird. Wherever you went on the plant, there were tomato plants everywhere, like, just anyway from the habit of, like, the water going through. Yeah, like, they just grow so easily.
Did you eat them?
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I didn't, but there were times where I was like, do I eat the forbidden fruit?
Thank you, Gabby.
Best caller. I don't think we can go any further than that.
Can't beat that. Excellent. Thank you, Gabby. How great. Hey, guys, up next, the Novo Song Challenge.
It's back.
It is back.
Can I just say, I was away on the last day of the year last year, and I didn't have a horse in that race. Who won?
Oh, Crevo won.
Oh, Crevo!
But he didn't win for the entire year.
It ended up a three-way tie, didn't it?
A tie. We all tied.
Okay.
You couldn't make it up. It was like a Hollywood ending.
Yeah. Do you know what we need to do, I think? I reckon, just as our first week, it's our first week back, let's break that tie this week, start fresh next week with a new board. Are we happy with that? Because we need a winner.
Oh, I've already printed the new board today.
It's a new board.
New year, Maddie. We've got to let it go.
I know. Yeah, you're right. We're going to do the Novo Song Challenge. We've got three songs. You pick Newcastle. We'll do it next. So I'm Cochrane on 105.3 New FM. Warming up today, Newey 33 on the coast, 39 at Maitland and the Valley. And, of course, it's time for the Novo Song Challenge.
Yeah, this is the only competition that matters amongst us. It's where we really get competitive.
Mm.
Something about it, something very primal almost. We all bring a song to the table, play your little sample, and then it's your job to vote for who gets to play their song in full.
Yeah.
13 10 09 to vote via phone, or you can do it, of course, on the New FM live stream, which is on our Facebook page.
Now, of course, the winner is basically a bragging rights competition. Yeah. Whoever wins each week wins a Gold Star sticker, because apparently we're all in year four.
Hey, sometimes. See, this is why you don't deserve the gold stars, because you mock it. I love gold stars. I hand them out.
I know. You get very funny about gold, don't you?
I do.
There's something about it.
Now, last year, it got so competitive. At one point, we got pulled into the office by our boss and said, hey, guys, you need to cool it.
Tone it down.
In the end, we all just drew. Fairy tale ending, as you said, Creeper. Yeah. Very strange. Anyway, who wants to go first today, guys?
We'll go in show order for the first.
Oh, good. Very generous of you.
Yeah, so I'll go first.
All right. So I'm choosing this one from Galantis.
Peanut Butter Jelly.
Peanut Butter Jelly.
Great song. Solid start to the year, Jade. I'm impressed with this.
A bit dated, but it's all right.
Peanut Butter Jelly.
Why do you love that song?
I believe it or not, I think this came out, I'm fairly certain, 2015. It was 2015. It's when I first started in radio. So it reminds me of my first radio job because I've literally just clocked over 5 years in radio.
It's a celebration song.
Very good. Well, I'm going down the road of the teen angst. So 2010, actually, I wasn't a teenager then. I was 20 years old, but I was still obsessed with this song. But this song is such an anthemic song for the youth of yesteryear. My Chemical Romance, Sing. It's so epic.
Of course you have, Jade. We play it on UFM all the time.
No, we don't.
No, sometimes. I don't think it's in the playlist.
Oh, really? I swear I've heard it.
Oh, I love it. Jackson loves it too.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but very different for me. I thought I'd go a different tactic.
It was very different.
Year, a bit rocky.
Good tactic.
All right, Crevo, you're next.
So I've chosen a brand new song by a guy called Bryce Vine. Okay.
Right. Shall we have a listen?
Yeah, the song's called La La Land, and this, I'm a massive fan of this song. It's pretty new. Check it out.
Oh, sick, you live in the canyon. How big is your mansion?
Oh, I like it.
No, it's nothing like Tupac.
Great song this is.
It's no peanut butter jelly.
All right, I like it, Crevo. Solid choices today, I feel. Jade, Peanut Butter Jelly, Galantis. I have My Chemical Romance, Sing, and La La Land by Bryce Vine. Good name.
Yeah, great name. All right, great song.
Call now. We'll play the winner's song in full after the news, 13:10:09, or head over to the New FM Facebook page to cast your vote. New FM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah, back for 2020, the Novo Song Challenge. The competition begins. It's getting narky in here already. The shots have been fired. We've got three songs here on the table. Newcastle, you've voted. Producer Jackson.
You've come in. You've got the results for us. Who has won this?
Very close today. Unfortunately,
really?
Crevo, you didn't get
there. Damn it.
And I was backing you, mate.
Yeah, I know. I think we have the same like song taste in some areas.
Yeah. 1 point separates Maddie and Jade.
Oh, jeez.
The
close
winner.
Close one.
For the first song challenge of 2020 is Marty Harrison.
Yeah!
Wow!
Put that gold star on there.
Yeah, put it on.
It's on there.
Stick it on well.
It's on.
Show me.
Yeah.
Excellent. First one of the
first
run on the board.
And we're rolling, guys. Here it is. My Chemical Romance. This is called Sing Anthem. Turn it up here at New FM. Good morning.
Call Hello World Travel or Cruise Travel Centre today to find out how you can save up to $900 per cabin with Carnival Cruise Line. Visit the teams in store today. Cast away to paradise with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
That's right. Your chance to win yourself a cruise aboard the Carnival Splendour. It sounds like a lot of fun. You're on a ship.
Amazing.
Cool. based on a carnival and, like, splendor. You have a splendorous time. It can't get much better, can it, really?
You're straight out of the marketing team, it seems.
I am. But, you know, we're giving you the chance to win this. You and a mate, you'll have the time of your life. And if you don't want to take the chance and you want to book your next carnival cruise getaway at Newcastle's largest holiday and cruise expo, it is happening January 19th at NEX Newcastle. And if you do spend up on the date, you can receive up to $200 onboard credit per cabin, which is a win.
Yeah, that it is. Now, just a quick fact for you. Mm. Guess how much it costs to build the Carnival Splendor?
Can I guess?
Oh. Yeah, of course.
I think $290 million.
What do you reckon, Jade?
A cruise ship? I reckon $300 million.
$697 US million. Wow. So they haven't stinged on
no,
this.
No, not
it
at
is
all.
Deluxe.
Wow.
1,100 crew members all taking care of you while you're there. Imagine having 1,100 staff. That's what it's like when you're on board that thing.
I'm just thinking of all the food on board.
Oh.
Imagine feeding that, like, the amount of people on board the cruise ship.
Because you don't even really do dinner parties, Jade.
No.
Because too stressful.
I don't know, no dining table.
And that's why you're not out of catering on this thing.
That's why you have no friends.
Yeah. There's nowhere to sit them.
You won't even let them in the front door.
There's one spot on the two spots on the couch and one's mine.
Yeah, one's Ben's. And the other's the dog.
Yeah, the friends go on the floor. Guys, book your next Carnival Cruise getaway at Newcastle's largest holiday and cruise expo and receive up to $200 onboard credit per cabin. Jan 19th. At NEX Newcastle. If you want to get on the standby list, 13 10 09, first three callers through, you're on it.
That's easy.
Very
it's that
good.
Simple.
We want to give away $1,000 first week back. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Great.
What you got to do is guess these five celeb voices.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13 10 09. This is your chance. $1,000 if you get all of them, or even if you just get one, we'll hook you up with a prize. It's that easy.
All right, call now. We'll do it next at 105.3 New FM 8:51. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I just got to know those Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
$1,000 up for grabs. Very simple. All you got to do is name the five celeb voices. Get even one right, we'll hook you up with a prize. We make it easy. We're trying to give away as much as we can here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll put you in the right direction. Lady Gaga was guest this morning. Christopher
Wrong.
Walken.
Wrong.
Tom Hanks.
Wrong.
Meatloaf.
Wrong.
Madonna.
Wrong.
Here they are. Take a listen. See if you recognize any of these.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Back Monday, it's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Hey guys, just want to do a little shout out just at the end of the show. I've been going to see a lot of live music lately.
Have you now?
Yeah, it's something I've never really done. Like I have seen bands and stuff, but I'm really enjoying like the music scene here in Newcastle lately. Like,
there's
really
a lot of
cool
great stuff. Yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to. Do you guys remember last year we helped host Starstruck?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Thomas James? He came into the studio.
Yeah,
the young
cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been seeing him on Instagram, and he's really trying hard to make a thing of this. He's got a whole heap of shows coming up, and we love supporting local musical talent here. So if you're in Belmont out at the lake, you want to hear some tunes tonight, Gunya Hotel from 8:30 is going to be playing. So
great voice. Yeah. I actually remember him. He was really, really good.
Mm. It was like the Justin Bieber of Starstruck.
Yeah.
A great voice. So get behind a local man.
Yeah, exactly. And I always like seeing young people like trying to get ahead with what they want to do in life. It's good. So, Gunya Hotel, Belmont, tonight. Guys, weekend, what's on?
What do you got on, Jad?
I'll be playing pickleball tomorrow, going to dinner with a couple of mates tonight.
That's right. Nice one.
Yeah.
I've got, it's actually my mum's birthday this weekend.
What day?
Nice.
easy.
Yeah,
you
Sunday.
Slapped Crevo.
I did.
So
it's on Sunday. Sunday's her actual birthday.
Oh, my mum's birthday's on Monday.
Oh, very close.
Oh, well, they're both Capricorns. There you go.
There you go. So tonight we're actually going to do a little dinner for her. Which
oh, that'll
is
be
good.
Nice.
Yeah,
very nice. I'm going to Sydney, I think.
Nice one. That's good.
Yeah. South of Catch Newcastle.
Up, south of Newcastle.
Catch up with your mates and
why?
Stuff.
Why? Yeah. Why do you want to go to Sydney?
Oh, Jade.
It's not as good as Newcastle.
Jay, don't try and throw me under the bus.
No.
One of the guys here that works at the other station walked past our door this morning wearing a Brisbane Broncos jersey. Jay's like, go the Broncos! Where's your loyalty to Newcastle, eh?
You know what? I don't have to be loyal when it comes to sporting teams.
Isn't that convenient?
All right, guys. Coming up next is producer Jackson with 105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off your Feel Good Friday. We'll catch you Monday. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.